This is Phoenix FM.
Right, listening to a show on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. Although I had some Maltesers earlier and one dropped on the floor, and there's about 40 other presenters in here, so I didn't dare.
Oh, no. Even if you blew on it?
No. Definitely not. Now, I'm joined in the studio by the lovely girls, Bonnie Freechild. Hello.
Hello.
And Melody from Melody and the Boys Toys. Boy Toys. Now, I was looking at your website again, yeah, because I'm some sort of weirdo stalker. Pervert. Yeah. And you've got your video. We're going to be talking about something, because you're going to be doing this live, which I love men.
Good.
Now, the video for this is really good fun with both of you in it. So, and you've got these really fit guys. What a dreadful auditioning process.
It was really hard. Bonnie had to put an advert for male models to take their clothes off, and we spent the whole evening, take your shirt off, and then they had to dance like a lumbardo with me. It was, and they were all like 6'5".
How many did you audition?
I don't know,
like about 15 or so.
All right, and how many are actually in the video?
3.
And then one left the country.
Right. He did. Afterwards?
He just came from Australia, literally on a boat with a tan, staying in a hostel, did our video, and then 2 days later is like texting, I'm leaving the country, I can't deal with this, my girlfriend's so jealous. Really? It's like, don't flatter yourself, we don't fancy you.
No.
I did. Now, we're talking about the industry, and I do talk about to all the artists that come in with regards to like X Factor and to The Voice. What do you think of shows like that? Because they're so... We are local community radio, and we really do try and support a lot of us here are musicians anyway, but we try and support bands no matter what age group or where they're from, what music they do, because you do get a lot of the main stations will only play they won't sort of broaden out. I mean, they have specialist music shows, but here we can basically play and have interviews where you're not in the studio for 2 minutes and then you're off. You actually can, so what do you think about the shows?
I think it's just entertainment, and I don't think it's the only way to get into the business. But with hindsight,
to your own, it just depends. Like, if you don't write songs or anything, then I think it's a good avenue, or it can be anyway. It depends on your expectations, if you expect to be making loads of money and stuff like that and be ridiculously famous forever, then it's not going to happen on a show like that, because it's just, it's short-lived.
I think it's all about the presenters, and it's too much about Sharon and this spat and Simon Fuller, and it should be about the kids, it should be about the singers. That's my only gripe. And I also think there should be more music shows on TV. I don't want just one choice.
Happened to Top of the Pops? I would much prefer to see like Top of the Pops, or what about an unsigned version of Top of the Pops? That'd be so cool.
I know. But that's why we have community radio. That's why we have Phoenix 98 FM.
Thank you. Support. I'm going to use that.
But it's true that if we didn't have that, where would we be able to meet presenters and sing and promote our music? Capital FM's not knocking on our door.
No, it's a shame.
We knock on theirs.
They won't answer. We're here.
The thing is, that's what you've got to do, though. You do have to go in and kick doors.
Sleeping
down.
Bag, Alice.
Play my record.
But it's true. There was a story about Billy Joel, and I read it. It was in a self-help book. And before he had his first album out, which has got Honestly and all the amazing songs, he'd actually sent out over about 1,000 of his presses, they were, back in the 70s. And he was literally on the point of killing himself.
No!
And
got to read his book.
And then he did like 1,001, and then he got a deal. But the guy who was doing the self-help book said, he told the story, and he said that guy who couldn't get a record deal but then did was called Billy Joel. So he said it's determination from kicking the doors in and keep ringing, not once, not twice, but it's the same when you want a job, that's what the dedication you have to
do. Make a YouTube video in another language and then just have people randomly watch it.
Yes, gone in there now. Yes,
we've had a million people.
Must talk about your YouTube. How many people was it, Mel?
A million zillion.
It is almost a million.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm lucky if I get 100.
It's a bit surreal.
So you've got that's a million.
Well, almost. It's like 890,000.
That's a million to us. That's a million.
I can't wait till it hits a million, though. I just got 5,000 fans on Facebook like 2 days ago, and I was like, 5,000!
Please send me £10 each.
Exactly. I know. Or even just £1 would be fine.
What song have you got up on YouTube? Which song is it?
I've got a few. The first one I did is a song called Belayan Jiwa, and it's like sort of a famous 90s R&B song. Well, actually, which was a cover from a famous 70s song. But I randomly did a video of it. My friend was like, oh, you sing Malay. Oh, you should do a video, And I did. And then all of a sudden I had 10,000 hits. And then, I've done a few more since then, and I've just gained all these fans, and they're playing my YouTube videos on TV Malaysia. And now I'm doing this massive gig in Trafalgar Square on Friday night for Malaysia Night.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is very exciting and rather nerve-wracking.
Yep. And you, when did you learn, you just, is it, do you grow up, or you've got, I don't know where that's coming from, so I don't think it's mine, switched off. looking at Melody's phone in the corner. Where did you pick the language up?
I grew up in Brunei.
Right.
In Southeast Asia, so next to Malaysia. And so I learned it a bit at school. And my dad used to pay me 50 cents each word so that I would learn Malay.
Yeah.
At the time, I spoke French, and then the Malay over.
Money's a good motivator, isn't
it? Oh, totally. And you know what happened? I get so good, and I started learning like 50 words a week. And then he was like, no, I'm paying you 20 cents now.
He backed down on the bargain there.
Yeah, so that's where I got it from. But I kind of lost it. And my Malay, it's not fluent anymore, but my pronunciation's still really good. And obviously I have, like, you know, I'm kind of like somewhere between like beginner and intermediate.
You're just clever.
Oh, thanks.
So you're doing, how many people are going to be there on Friday?
Last year, 20,000 people went. I know. It's a massive stage with lights. They were like, do you want dancers on stage with you? And I was like,
can I audition them? Can you send over about 20 men? That's what you probably said.
With their tops off.
You wouldn't say that because you're happy.
Yes, I am very happy.
She has a man in her life.
He's listening right now too.
Hello, man. If he wants to send me a picture of his top off, I don't mind. He's a nice judge, really.
He is very attractive.
Is he?
Yeah.
Melody? Melody's, is he very attractive?
Yes.
I must just say, you both got amazing eyelashes. Are they your eyelashes? You've got very long eyelashes.
Mine are real.
Yeah.
Mine are real too.
Oh, damn you both. Now, we're going to finish on the song. This is called I Love Men. This is out now. You can get it on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With
remixes.
Remixes.
And please check out the video and the document. There's a mockumentary.
Yes, mockumentary, yeah.
Yes. And don't be offended.
Don't be offended.
It's all with love, really.
It's all tongue-in-cheek.
It's all the W's at melodyandtheboytoys.com. If you have a look, it's a really cracking website. I know I keep going on about it, but it is really good.
Hey, I've got a website too.
What's your website?
BonnieFreechild.com.
Now, how spell your surname?
FreeChyld.
Well, that rhymed. You're a poet, and you don't know it.
Thanks ever so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, really good fun.
So, and
thanks,
can you give a shout-out to Tony Smith, because you'll get jealous if not.
Shout out to Tony. Hi, sexy. How are you?
Do you know what he always says? He always says to people, what are you doing after the show? Do you fancy lunch?
Ah.
Yeah.
And you went, no, I'm on the Eat My Brunch show.
No, he don't fancy lunch with me. It's always a guest. You know what? He never has. I always say to Tony, never has any ugly guests in the studio. I've never seen him have anybody in the studio that's remotely ugly.
He's always hanging out with Rihanna.
I know. I know. I don't know what that noise is. I'm just going to throw that because it's... Hear that.
Has somebody got an electrical
appliance?
It is yours, Michelle. It sounds, let's not go there with the electrical appliances. Right, I'm going to move back slightly. We're going to end on a song now. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And this is called I Love Men. Don't forget to get it on iTunes. You can go to the website, all the W's, melodyandtheboystoy.com and
BonnieFreetard.com.
Right, here we go.
Doesn't wanna mess in my mind, no, no. Cheating and lying, squandering and thieving, I'm not looking for the kind. Loving and giving, never feeling, that's the kind of guy I find. I love men, I love men, I love men, I love men. I love men, I love men, I love men, I love men, yeah. How to play. Cheating, lying, sponging and thieving, I'm looking for that kind. Loving and giving, never deceiving, that's the kind of guy I'll find. I love men, 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 I love men. care for personality. Eat my brunch.
Have that as my theme tune, really.
It used to be on my ringing tone.
Yeah. Well, it's not anymore.
No, I changed it to Iron Maiden, Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter.
Is everyone on the bus going, what? I just thought you can just see yourself on a beach and you got your drink and you're listening and you need a little bit of sun on your face.
Aww.
And it's the summer and it's like a, you know.
Thank you.
It's a
that's
brilliant track.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks for supporting our music.
Thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much.
Hopefully we'll try and get that sneaked onto the A-list. Right, okay, I'm looking at the wall. There's no clock there because it's been stolen. But thanks very much to the guys in the studio. Don't forget you can check out more details for Melody and for Bonnie as well. Right, 12:13, you've been listening to Michelle Ward. I'm still going to be here. I don't know, I sound like I'm going to die then, mostly like that. I'll be back in a while after this.